USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are calls for the Labor Secretary to step down in connection with his role in the 2008 plea deal with accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. At that time, Secretary Alex Acosta was a federal prosecutor for Miami. He's accused of cutting victims out of the negotiations. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Acosta should resign.
He should step down, and the president should call him out. The president was aware of this case when he nominated him for the cabinet.
But the president says he didn't know about it.
I have to look at it very carefully, but you're talking about a long time ago. And again, it was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people.
It was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 23 points, the S&P 500 up 4, and the NASDAQ up 43. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
An investigation continues into the death of an Indiana toddler who fell out of an 11th-story window on a cruise ship. Attorney Michael Winkelman represents the girl's family.
This was one of Royal Caribbean's older ships. This was a 2006 ship. It's my understanding at this point that all of the newer ships, they do not have the same configuration and they do not have the ability to allow passengers to open whatever window they want in these public areas. So it hasn't even been 48 hours since the incident, but I think it's clear at this point that this was a preventable tragedy.
A federal appeals court panel is grilling attorneys general about whether the Affordable Care Act violates the Constitution. They're weighing whether to uphold a Texas judge's ruling that strikes down the health care reform law. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's likely to end up back at the Supreme Court.
I think the important thing for the public to know is there's nobody in the Senate not in favor of covering pre-existing conditions. Nobody.
The High Court narrowly ruled in favor of the law in 2012. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's yet another candidate trying to win the Democratic presidential nomination, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Billionaire and liberal activist Tom Steyer had said not that long ago that he was not going to be running for the White House, instead focusing on impeaching Donald Trump. But now Steyer's announced he is joining the already crowded field of Democrats, issuing a video on Tuesday morning.
I think people believe that the corporations have bought the democracy, that the politicians don't care about or respect them.
The 62-year-old Steyer's announcement that he was in the race came just hours after former Congressman Eric Swalwell announced he was out of the race. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Justice Department is continuing to work on a plan to place a citizenship question on the 2020 census. USA's John Clements reports.
Despite the Supreme Court's decision to block the question from showing up on the census, Attorney General William Barr is working to find a way for the rationale to include the question about citizenship on the census.
We've been considering all the options, and I've been in constant discussions with the president ever since the Supreme Court decision came down. And I think over the next day or two, you'll see what approach we're taking. I think it does provide a pathway for getting the question on the census.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.